Let's turn to our East County spotlight, where Santee is literally building its future. Construction is well underway on the long-awaited Santee Community Center, which broke ground January 30th and is scheduled to open in November 2027.
This is a substantial project, Sarah. A two-story, 12,500-square-foot facility at the 129 Riverwalk Drive, adjacent to the Cameron Family YMCA and Santee Aquatic Center. The building will include an event center, multi-purpose rooms, two covered patios, a service kitchen, food truck parking, and a four-tier amphitheater.
The total cost has risen to approximately $26.8 million, up $3.1 million from earlier estimates. But the funding sources are solid. They're using $14 million in development impact fees, a $4.5 million state grant, general fund reserves, and American Rescue Plan allocations.
What's particularly smart about this project is that it will also serve as the city's backup emergency operations center. Given the fire risks we've been discussing and the early start to fire season, having redundant emergency facilities is crucial for East County communities.
Speaking of emergency preparedness, the Santee School District has completed comprehensive safety upgrades in partnership with a national nonprofit founded by Sandy Hook parents. They've installed upgraded cameras with cloud-based archiving, sophisticated alarm systems, speaker notification systems, and internal locking mechanisms in classrooms across all district schools.
That's part of a broader trend of school districts taking security much more seriously. But Santee schools are also excelling academically. The February Education Recovery Scorecard showed Santee students improved in both math and reading between 2019 and 2024. Making it one of few California districts performing above pre-pandemic levels in both subjects.
District leaders credit math teacher training, smaller class sizes, and counselors placed at each school. The Grossmont Union High School District, which serves Santee's high schoolers, just graduated 4,725 students across East County on June 3rd and 4th, including seniors from Santana High School and West Hills High School.
However, that same district is facing serious scrutiny. The San Diego County Civil Grand Jury published a scathing report June 5th accusing the GUHSD governing board of basing its 2023 decision to cancel a mental health services contract on falsehoods and misrepresentations.
The board's decision left students without access to six mental health clinicians and a suicide prevention program for 4 months. The grand jury is making 10 recommendations, including requiring the board to allow San Diego Youth Services to serve three East County high schools through its East County Behavioral Health Clinic.
This is particularly troubling given the mental health challenges facing teenagers post-pandemic. The grand jury specifically cited concerns about care provided to LGBTQ+ students, suggesting the board's decision was politically motivated rather than based on service quality.
The district has 90 days to formally respond to these findings. For families in Santee and East County, this represents a significant breach of trust by school board members who are supposed to prioritize student welfare above all else.
On a lighter note, the Santee Teen Center opens for the summer today, Friday, June 12th, providing activities and programming for young people throughout the summer months.
And looking ahead to November, Santee will hold city council elections for districts 1 and 2 on November 3rd. These weren't on the June primary ballot, so voters will have fresh choices this fall for local representation.
But here's where we need to ask the tough question, Sarah. Santee seems to be hitting all the right notes. New community center, strong schools, good financial management. What if we're wrong about this being a model for East County governance?
That's a fair challenge, Marcus. The assumption underlying all this positive coverage is that Santee's current trajectory is sustainable. But what if the $26.8 million community center ends up being a white elephant? What if the development impact fees that are funding it dry up because the Finita Ranch decision discourages other developers?
Or what if the school district's academic gains are more fragile than they appear? Smaller class sizes and individual school counselors are expensive to maintain. If state funding formulas change or if enrollment drops, those improvements could disappear quickly.
The bigger question might be whether Santee's success is replicable or whether it depends on specific circumstances, like being far enough from the coast to be affordable, but close enough to jobs, or having a particular demographic mix that supports higher property values and engaged civic participation.
If we're wrong about Santee's model being sustainable, here's what to watch for. Community center cost overruns that force cuts elsewhere. Academic performance declining when the novelty of post-pandemic improvements wears off. Or voter pushback if property taxes have to rise to maintain current service levels.
The test will come during the next economic downturn. Santee's recent success has coincided with a relatively strong regional economy. Whether this governance approach survives a recession will tell us if it's truly durable or just a product of favorable timing.